Chapter 64. Jesse sat with Healy in the front seat of Healy's unmarked car. "We found their other clothes in the washrooms," Healy said. "Had the change of clothes in the shopping bags," Jesse said. "Maybe you should have asked for help," Healy said. "We had all the exits covered," Jesse said. "Which means they walked right past one of your guys." "Simpson and I were the only ones who really knew what they looked like," Jesse said. "If you'd brought us in," Healy said, "you wouldn't have known what they looked like either." "True, but we might have had more people at the elevator. And your people couldn't have started shooting," Jesse said, "any more than Anthony could. There are 8 or 10 people coming off that elevator. Andy was probably a little less cautious because it was a good-looking broad," Healy said. Jesse shrugged. "Whether it would have gone better if you'd invited us in," Healy said. "Couldn't have gone worse." "No. One of my guys is dead and the Lincolns are gone." "You sure it was them?" Healy said. "It was them." "You recognized them?" "It was them." Healy nodded and didn't speak for a moment. Then he said, "Recovering their condo. Their Saab is still in their parking lot." Jesse nodded. "Maybe a rental," he said. "We'll be checking the rental agencies, but it's," he glanced at the digital clock on his dashboard, 2:26 in the morning. "If they use their own names," Jesse said, "have to show a credit card. These are people who could have had a whole other identity waiting around in case they needed it," Jesse said. "Want to go take a look at their home?" Healy said. "Warrant?" Jesse said. "Already got that covered," Healy said. "Why, you get the big bucks," Jesse said. "First, I have to go see Betty DeAngelis." "The widow?" Healy said. Jesse nodded. "Lucky you," Healy said. "She has 5 kids," Jesse said. "Hard," Healy said. Jesse nodded. "I'll meet you at the Lincoln's condo," he said. Jesse got out of the car and walked across the empty parking lot to where his car sat alone near the east entrance of the mall. Behind him, Healy's car drove away. Healy was right. Anthony would have hesitated before shooting at a good-looking woman. And Healy was probably right about including the state cops. Jesse should have brought them in. He didn't have enough people. If he had more people, maybe it wouldn't have been Anthony. Maybe it wouldn't have been anybody. Maybe they'd have caught the Lincolns. His footsteps were loud in the empty darkness. Maybe he overestimated himself and his men. Maybe thinking about it wasn't useful. He unlocked his car and got in and started it up. The headlights underscored how still and abandoned the parking lot was. He put the car in gear and drove. He didn't know the names of any of Anthony's children. It was probably Anthony Jr. He hoped the children wouldn't be there when he had to talk with Betty.